What's going on, guys?
Thanks for tuning in. We have a great show for you today where we welcome Dr. April Brown. She is a licensed mental health counselor, board certified telemental health provider, and national certified counselor and certified sex therapist. She has an online practice, and she also has her own podcast, the Bringing Intimacy Back podcast. We'll be sure to link to that. And that's exactly what we talk about today is intimacy and how to build it with ourselves, with sexuality, and with our partners. And Dr. April gave us some great tools for developing each one of these areas and how we can talk to our partner if maybe you're super on board with developing it, you're already doing it, or after you listen to this show, you want to dive in, but your partner's like, not so much, not for me. That can be really frustrating. And Dr. April gives us some great tips on how we can have conversations that are productive with our partners in that regard.
We've done a bunch of episodes on intimacy and a few free guides. So we'll link to that in the show notes. And while you're on our website, we have over 300 episodes about all different types of relationship topics. So if you're looking for a specific topic, they're there. And if you don't find it, send us an email. We'll be happy to help you out. So as always, thank you so much for sharing the podcast with your friends and family and for giving us those 5-star reviews. And we hope you guys enjoy today's episode. Hi, Dr. April. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Oh, welcome. Yes, I'm so excited to be here.
Today, we're going to talk about improving intimacy and in three different areas, the self, spirit, and with our spouse. So why don't we start with having you tell us how you think about intimacy and how we can start with ourself?
Okay. Intimacy, and as many people have heard, is intimate, you see. So it is connecting with yourself in the present time moment. So when you're intimate, that means you're there, body, mind, spirit, and soul. And I know it may be like, well, how can you be disconnected from yourself when your body may be, you know, one spot, but sometimes your mind has, you're sitting there worried about things in the future or thinking about things in the past. Intimacy also means that strong connection where you are protective of yourself. You love yourself. You love yourself as in the point of loving yourself just as much as you love other people. So it's not when people talk about loving oneself, some people think it's like, oh my gosh, I'm being arrogant because I love myself. No, but it's loving yourself as you love others.
What can someone do who wants to improve that self-love, getting intimate with oneself? How can they start doing that?
Well, a variety of ways. So if we're talking about loving ourselves, and let's just talk about the physical part, the body part, that starts with accepting your body, accepting what you look like, be thankful for what you have. Of course, we all may want to improve X, Y, or Z, lose a few pounds, whatever the case may be. But it starts there. And then it goes to the next part of not putting yourself down. So it is imperative not to talk trash about yourself because you're going to be with you for the rest of your life. So you want to uplift yourself, think positive of yourself. Of course, you're like, well, Dr. April, I make mistakes. I make mistakes too every day. And so I just say, you know, my bad. Well, Dr. April, I'm calling myself April. I'm going to try to do better the next day, but I don't get stuck. So thinking positive, being accepting of your body is really important. And also the other part is understanding yourself. Know what you like, know what you don't like. And sometimes it's also creating boundaries for yourself and boundaries with others. So that's kind of the starting point. And when I'm talking about creating boundaries, I just need to say this last part, which is very important. Creating boundaries is also meaning sometimes You have to learn how to say no to things. Sometimes as people, we get so overwhelmed by doing so much and we don't know how to rest. We don't know how to say no to other people. We just go, 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 go. So when you have that self-intimacy, you have that space to be able to take care of your body, be okay taking breaks, resting, and being okay to say yes and no to things and not like feel like, oh my gosh, other people will judge me, which they may, but I'm okay with that.
I really want to talk more about the saying no to people, but before that, can you talk a little bit about specific ways people can learn to appreciate themselves? So are there any, I don't know, like journaling or something that people can, actionable ways for people can appreciate themselves?
Okay, yes. So one way, of course, is kind of what you said, journaling. But I'm also going to go to another point of affirmations, saying, I am. I am. Finding 5 to 7 I ams. Sometimes that requires you to talk to your higher power or find it within and say, I am. Then, of course, writing down these I ams. Also, recording them. And saying them every day, that really helps in you understanding and appreciating yourself. The journaling part that you just mentioned is another good way of self-intimacy because journaling helps you to extract. Sometimes we have so much going on in our head. And so we hold it all and hold it. And even if it's the most frustrating thing, when we journal, we're able to release it. So that is some way of releasing your stuff that's in your head, stuff that's on your heart. With journaling, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to keep it and look at it. But what's more important is that you journal it down. You let it out. It also allows you sometimes to reflect. You know, when I look at my journal, I'm like, oh, okay, this is what I was thinking. This is, you know, you have a different perspective because it's not just stuck in your head. Another good part of self-intimacy, kind of going along with journaling, is also being able of mindfulness. As we've talked before, or as I talked a little bit earlier, mindfulness means being in the present moment. So learning how to be in the present moment without judgment. When you're somewhere or you practice every morning some mindfulness, maybe 2-3 minutes of mindfulness, learning how to slow your breathing down, learning how to be okay with where you're at and not judging yourself up in your head. Another practice of self-intimacy, of course, is just working out, taking care of the body, eating healthy is also a good way of taking care of that self-intimacy.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Do you want to know one of my favorite meals? It's a slice of toasted bread with tomato, mozzarella, basil, olive oil, salt and pepper, and a little drizzle of balsamic glaze. Makes my heart happy. It's so simple. It's so delicious. And I love that all the ingredients get to show off their individual flavors. I used to eat it all the time as my easy go-to meal. And then all of a sudden, there was a ton of messaging out there telling me that I shouldn't eat carbs and that I shouldn't eat bread and that bread is bad. And I hate to admit it, but I cut out bread entirely for the longest time. And it wasn't until recently that I started to understand that not all bread is created equal. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. I highly recommend that you give their bread a try. They're giving Relationship Advice listeners 10% off when you visit hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. I was so excited to discover Hero Bread. It's truly amazing, and they've made a product that is tasty and soft while having 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and high in fiber. I'm not going to lie, Their white bread is so good, and it makes the best tomato and mozzarella sandwich. Last week, Stella and I were back in Florida visiting our family, and we all walked to the lake, and the only bread we had in the house was Hero bread. So we grabbed a slice, walked to the lake, and by the time we got there, Stella had eaten the whole piece of bread and, of course, wanted more. So the poor ducks didn't get any Hero bread, but Stella did. Since I had cut out bread for a while, every time I ate low-quality bread, my body felt bad. It felt bloated, and I didn't feel great. But with Hero Bread, I feel good after eating it, which makes my life so much easier because now I can go back to my easy grab-and-go sandwiches when I'm on the run. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. That's IDO at HERO.CO. Women's health, especially PMS and perimenopause, has been one of those chronically neglected areas when it comes to research and solutions. Thankfully, we have today's sponsor, Happy Mammoth. Our sponsor, Happy Mammoth, saw that there were no effective nature-inspired solutions to these issues, so they made one. Estrocontrol. Relationship advice listeners can now get 15% off your entire order on happymammoth.com with our promo code IDO at checkout. Estrocontrol contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health. The way Estrocontrol eases PMS is pretty interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that is where all of our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, some women may start having PMS symptoms, like spots on the skin, cravings, and feeling low all of a sudden. Estrocontrol was created to help women feel like themselves throughout the whole month. Estrocontrol is made especially for women who are premenopausal. It's really great for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS becomes really rough. I personally struggle from PMS firsthand, from super discomfort to just not feeling like myself. PMS has put me through the ringer time and time again, and I know it's not just me. I've seen my relationship suffer in those times when PMS takes over. Estrocontrol works to relieve many of those consuming PMS symptoms, helping us regain control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with a promo code IDO at checkout. That's happymammoth, MAMMOTH.com, and use the promo code IDO for 15% off your first order.
I like the I am statements. That's really important and powerful to be saying those, writing them down, recording them, like you said. And I remember reading, I think it was a poem, but it said something to the effect of that most of our suffering comes from not feeling good enough. And obviously that's an oversimplification, but I really related to that sentiment of, yeah, like if I'm surfing and I'm having a frustrating session, underneath it is like not feeling good enough as in the activity that I'm doing. And that can come up in relationships and personal issues, obviously. So going to those affirmations in those moments when we're not feeling good enough can be really valuable.
Yes, and I'm glad that you brought that up, the not feeling good enough. When you start to journal about thoughts, and we have about 7,000 thoughts that go through our mind, okay? And where we live in this world, of course, with media and social media, sometimes these thoughts may be negative. So a negative thought comes through. It does not mean that it should shake your world, okay? It's like a cloud that comes through. Whether you decide to pull it down and to really focus on this negative thought, or you just let it go through. But if you have these thoughts that continue to come through, these negative thoughts, and you're like, oh, I don't want to write it down. It's good to write it down because it releases. And in writing it down, you sometimes write it down, where did this thought begin? Where did it begin? So that thought of not feeling worthy enough, or I know I had one in the sense of not being able to comprehend, because something someone told me as a third grader. And so anytime I'm on a challenging thing, even in getting my master's and my doctorate and a variety of other things, I'll say, oh my gosh, I can't do it. I can't write. I can't do this. But when I start to write and I really focus where it came from, I realize where it came from and then the source. And then I say to myself, and that source, do I respect that source? Is that source credible? Is that source this and that? And then you can sometimes dispute this negative thought and let it go. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to jump back into the last thing that you brought up about saying no and the importance of that and how that affects people's self-esteem and just what that looks like and how someone can work on becoming more powerful in that area.
Okay. The reason why I had to mention that is because I work with a lot of couples or women or a variety of people. And I think most people are good people. And so many times, and I had to realize this myself, we give so much out to others. You know, someone calls you and you just automatically say yes, 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 yes. And the thought of saying no to someone may seem like, oh my gosh, that is such a selfish thing to do. But in reality, it's not being selfish. It is learning boundaries. You cannot be everything to everybody. That is going to mean no one can. And so it's learning your boundaries, learning to, and if you cannot say no, which some of us can't, we have a hard time saying no. First, just practice on when someone asks you something, let me check my calendar. Let me check with my spouse. Let me pray about it. Okay. Put a little waiting time. So in that waiting time, then you can discern, which means you can think about whether I can do this or I can't do this, and then respond versus just this automatic yes, 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 yes. It's not healthy from a spiritual point of view, from a psychological point of view. And it's just everything has boundaries. So it's you learning how to recognize the importance of you and being okay to sometimes learning how to say no and creating that boundary for you.
So let's move on and talk about developing intimacy in the spiritual realm of our lives. So what does that look like? And maybe we could start with someone who doesn't really identify as being particularly spiritual.
Okay. I believe in each of us, we have an inner voice that's inside of us that helps navigate what we should do in life. And so it's recognizing that voice and whatever you call that voice, I call it an inner spirit, recognizing it. And it may sound a little different than your own voice, but it will, you know, sometimes tell you not to put your hand on a hot stove. You know, it just gives you these little warnings. Hearing that inner voice and being able to hear it means sometimes, not sometimes, but all the time, you have to learn how to practice some kind of quiet spirit where you're sitting there meditating in the present moment where you can hear this inner voice. And that inner voice can help you make decisions, help you figure out what you should do, help you think about yourself. Okay. And helps you create boundaries and create relationships and create what we call wellness in the sense of the physical body, mind, spirit. In this inner voice, some people, of course, honor their inner voice or in the sense of connecting it with their higher power. And that is okay too. Of course, that is great. And we call it a variety of different things. But it's just important because we're created in some aspects to be here on this earth. So understanding how we're all interrelated is what that inner voice helps with.
And another word that comes to mind when you say inner voice is intuition and tapping into that and kind of slowing down and listening to it, because I think often we know how we should be acting, but maybe our better self is not coming out. And so would that be another way to describe it for you?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Sometimes we, because of our thoughts, our feelings, just a variety of our emotions, that we get distracted, distraught, and sometimes we are not able to fully listen to that voice, you know? So, like you said, it's an intuition, and it's an inner voice. Some people call it, actually, in some faiths, it's the Holy Spirit. So it's that inner voice that's inside you that guides you.
So let's talk about developing intimacy with our partner. How can we start to connect with them on a deeper level? And it seems like you listed self, spirit, and spouse on purpose, because it seems like we should really be starting with intimacy with ourselves, our intuition, our knowing, and then we'll really be able to connect more intimately with our partner.
Right, definitely. So in my book, I talk about that intimacy with partner. And like you said, it starts with self, because the more you know about yourself, the more that is able to be communicated with your partner. Okay, so if you know about yourself and you talk with your inner spirit, and then when you're connecting with your partner, because your partner cannot guess your needs. That is not their job, is to guess, but it's for you to communicate. And when you are able to communicate in an effective way and your partner is able to communicate his or her needs in an effective manner, then this connection happens, this bond of shared feelings, shared emotions, and you guys are able to be in exactly in the same time zone, the same moment. And what I mean by that is you're not bringing in baggage from the last relationship or what you saw mama and papa do from years ago. You're in the present moment.
What can someone do if they've worked on connecting with themselves, their spirituality, and they're trying to connect with their partner, but their partner is not connected with themselves? How can they navigate a situation like that?
Okay, so I'm a believer sometimes it's, how can I put it? It's hard to just tell someone what to do, okay? And people follow more by looking at your actions. So if you're working on yourself and you're trying to connect with yourself and you're meditating or working out, you're journaling and sharing how, you know what, honey, I just learned this and this about myself. That helps in having that conversation. Another aspect is when you're talking with your partner, I think these conversations need to be conversations that a plan of some possibility that are planned, but also conversations that are not interrupted or busy with children, dinner, work things. So it's not a conversation you can have just randomly, but someone that is planned and that this is the topic. And sharing with your partner, the other aspect is sharing with them the importance of self-intimacy is that, you know, honey, as you know more about yourself, and I can help with that and tell you, you know, hey, I see this, I see that, then we can definitely grow closer together, because I'm trying here and I want to meet you. I want to meet your needs. I really do. But I need for you to communicate. And sometimes you say like, I don't know. But then that's spending some time figuring it out together. Or you figure it out, you know, here's what I've tried on my own. But it requires two people putting in the effort.
And you mentioned a little bit of dialogue that we could say, but what if the partner's just not into the effort, or they feel like you're trying to control them or change them? What are some things someone in that situation can do?
Okay. So just like you said, the dialogue is very important. In that dialogue, number one, you need to state about how I feel, I want, I need. Not you did this, you did that, you did this. Okay. When you start off with an I statement, that really puts an ownership back to yourself. Because when you start off with you, it puts people on defense. Number two, for some people, maybe best to talk in their language. And what I mean in their language, now I'm just talking about the English language. So if your partner isn't understanding this whole concept of self-intimacy, then many people understand things based on what they do in their job performance or job thing. So if they are a mechanic, or if they are a firefighter, a police officer, or a construction worker, you know, that builds houses, talk about it in that language. So I'm just going to use construction just because that was the last one I used. So if you're explaining self-intimacy, it's, well, honey, you know how that you look at a blueprint and you understand it before you're telling it to your builders? That's the same thing that I'm asking about. So break it down into their language.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. Hey, Love Tribe, I have just a few questions for you. I want to know why you are here listening to the podcast. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner and you want to feel truly heard? Or are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? Or do you just long for those fun, giggly moments of connection that you used to have at the beginning of your relationship? Well, over the last decade of hosting this podcast, those were the main reasons people tuned into the show. And we get it. We've been there. So we created our course, Spark My Relationship, because we wanted to put those tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. We're offering $100 off our course, Spark My Relationship, which is a self-paced course designed to help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner and have an amazing time doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. So to unlock this special offer of our course, our listeners can visit sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock to get $100 off. That's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock.
Yeah, that's super valuable. And I can imagine there's a lot of people listening who might be tuning in to our shows individually. And I know there's a lot of couples that listen together, but it can be a frustrating situation if you're like, oh, hey, I listened to this great podcast on intimacy and Dr. April gave me all these awesome tips and you're all excited about it. And the partner's just like
shuts
indifferent.
It down.
Yeah. Shuts it down. And it's probably not uncommon that that happens.
Right.
So those are some great tips and ways to approach it. And we've talked about on the podcast before in relation to a lot of things in relationships that we don't have to wait for our partner to change or to do something in order to start improving the relationship. Just by working on ourselves, working on our spirituality, that can have a positive effect. And ideally your partner jumps in, but pressuring them or nagging them why they're not doing it the way you want, or hey, you really got to work on your own spirituality, that will probably make them want to do it less.
Exactly. You cannot nag them and you cannot do it for them, because you cannot be a lover and a social worker at the same time. Okay. If you're nagging them, I'm telling them to do this, and you're doing it for yourself, it's going to take away from that intimacy, that connection. So if that is happening, one of the things that I would also suggest is to think about counseling. Counseling doesn't mean that the therapist knows everything, because that's not what counseling is about when you go for individuals or couples counseling. But counseling provides insight. We help you see what's within. We help you discern. We don't have the right answers, but we help you find the answers within your relationship, within yourself. And so with couples counseling, that definitely helps in helping people learn how to communicate, because a third party is sitting there listening and they can hear. This third party is not biased, of course, and they can sometimes hear how this communication is going, you know, and say it's like, maybe you can tweak it this way, say it this way, or also help reframe information. So that is another suggestion if you're stuck, is to think about going into couples counseling.
Is there ever a point where you just might not be with the right person, where maybe one person is very proactive about working on themselves and the relationship, and they've, you know, tried to do everything you mentioned about doing the actions to help encourage the other partner, not being nagging, but the other person's just not really interested in maybe working on themselves at that point in their lives? How does one come to a realization that, like, maybe they're just not meant to be together?
Okay. Yes, that does happen. even when you go to counseling, and many, I know myself, I do an assessment and stuff. And sometimes, when I said about counseling, it brings insight. Okay. If you remember me saying it brings insight.
Yeah.
And into that insight, you can understand sometimes, wow, this is what I'm looking for. And this is what this person is providing, but this is not kind of what I need. And that's okay. You have to love a person for who they are today, not for their potential of what they can be and this and that. And sometimes you may realize that that person loved you for a certain amount of time, but now they're not in love with you anymore. You're not in love with them. And that's okay. But it's going through that process. It's understanding. It's getting insight. So with insight, that's like information. What do you do with that information is critical. And part of that also goes back to that self-intimacy and that spiritual intimacy of, you know, is this healthy for me? Your inner spirit does not want you to be in an unhealthy relationship. And I think sometimes those are easy to discern for. And okay, and let's say the relationship isn't, you know, abusive, but is this the right person for me? We're good friends, but we have totally two different goals. and values. One thing you do not want to compromise on in a relationship is values. You do not want to compromise on values. You can compromise on a variety of other stuff. You know what I like here, there, that. But when you start compromising on values, you start to lose yourself. And when you lose yourself, that, of course, will have impede a relationship.
And I'm sure values is one of those things where, like that line that you said earlier about loving someone today, not for their potential of who they could be. And if someone has different values, but maybe you're always hoping or trying to change their values or who they are, that just is set up for failure, basically.
Right, because you're asking them to be inauthentic. You're asking them not to be authentic.
Well, Dr. April, thank you so much for laying this all out for us and some great things for our listeners to think about in developing intimacy with ourselves, spirituality, and with our partners. Before we wrap up, can you tell our listeners where they can find you online and if there's anything you want to leave our listeners with, and then we'll say goodbye.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And so my name is Dr. April Brown, and you can find me online on www.draprilbrown.com. I have a book called Improving Intimacy, Self, Spirit, and Spouse, where you can find on Amazon. I also work with couples on retreats called Vacation Counseling. So if you're a couple out there and you're struggling in any of the stuff that we've talked about in dealing with intimacy, check out Vacation Counseling. We do couples retreat here in Southwest Florida. And for anything else, you can find me. I also have a podcast called Bringing Intimacy Back. And this is all under the site of www.draprilbrown.com.
Wonderful. Well, we'll have the links to your books and your podcasts and your website all on the show notes and in our podcast description. And thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for tuning in to today's show, guys. As always, the links will be in the podcast description as well as on the show notes on our website at idopodcast.com. And while you're on our website, we hope you guys check out our free 14-day Happy Couple Challenge. It's a challenge where we send you a daily email for 14 days with easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And it's honestly just a whole lot of fun to do with your partner. It's something new, and we think you guys will really enjoy it. So check it out. And while you're on the website, there are tons of free resources, as well as more information about our online course, Spark My Relationship, where our listeners can get $100 off. So check that out. You can go directly to the course website at sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. And that's where you can get the $100 off. So thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.